Welcome to The Deep Dive, brought to you by Inbox Intel.
Glad to be here.
This week, we're really digging into what's new with Email Expert and the wider industry.
Yeah, lots happening. We're pulling directly from recent pieces on emailexpert.com.
Right. And our goal, really, is to cut through the noise, you know, highlight the big shifts, new partnerships.
And what it actually means for you listening for your email strategy.
Exactly. Because we've seen some, well, pretty significant global connections forming and some big strategic moves.
It's interesting. These aren't just small tweaks. It feels more like, well, a real expansion, doesn't it?
It does. And also kind of a reconfirmation that email is still, you know, foundational.
Absolutely. More global reach, definitely. Okay. And clear signs email is adapting, not fading away.
Okay, perfect place to start then. First big thing. Email Expert has welcomed two major new Charter Enterprise members.
Right, and maybe we should clarify a Charter Enterprise member. That's like a core strategic partner, right?
Yeah.
Deep commitment.
It's exactly. Foundational. So first up is Aurora SendCloud. They're a huge player in China's email delivery scene.
And this is genuinely historic. The first Chinese company at this level in Email Expert.
Yeah, a real landmark moment.
And think about what that means from an insight perspective. It's not just geography.
No, it's about understanding China's unique email landscape. Very regulated, specific technical challenges.
Things that are, frankly, critical if you're running global campaigns. What are those specific deliverability hurdles in, say, the Asia-Pacific region?
Right. Aurora SendCloud can help demystify that. Their CEO, Jasper G, basically said it's a great chance to connect with the world.
Makes sense. Bridges a big gap.
Absolutely. And the second big community update, Bouncer, you probably know them, leading email verification and deliverability folks.
Oh, yeah, Bouncer. They're now also a 2025 Charter Enterprise member.
They are. But this isn't totally new. They've been supporters since 2021, sponsored the Festival of Email.
Right, Email Expert Live.
Yeah.
And Deliverability Summits, Inbox Expo, they've been around, consistently involved.
Yeah, Andrew Bonar from Email Expert highlighted their, what, 5 years of consistent and loyal support?
And that consistency says something, doesn't it? It's not just about putting your logo on things.
No, exactly. Jakub Zishina, their CMO, actually said, "We see a great return from our investment."
Which underlines that these partnerships work. They build real collaboration, drive innovation. It's good for them, good for Email Expert.
And good for the professionals, for you, looking for reliable tools and insights.
Definitely a win-win.
Okay, so beyond the community growing, we're seeing similar trends out in the broader industry too, like this acquisition.
Ah, the Cakemail one.
Yeah, Cakemail, based in Montreal, they've acquired LeadFox, another Canadian company, a marketing automation platform.
Right. The deal was actually done back in March, but announced just this week.
And it seems very strategic, expanding Cakemail's features, but also, notably, pushing into AI.
That's the key bit, isn't it? AI-driven marketing tools. Mm-hmm. LeadFox will stay standalone, apparently, but the direction is clear.
It really reflects that wider consolidation trend we're seeing. Mm. Companies are either buying up complementary tech,
or they're building AI in-house, or both. It's about staying competitive.
So for your business listening right now, this isn't just abstract news. It kind of signals.
It signals you need to think about AI. Either integrate it yourself or partner with someone who already is. The market's moving fast towards smarter automation.
It really feels like it. And speaking of email's role in all this, there's a new study, Exclaimer's State of Business Email 2025.
Ah, yes, I saw that. Good report.
Really debunks that whole email is dead thing people used to say.
Which seems so premature now, right?
Totally. They surveyed over 4,000 IT leaders. Email isn't just surviving, it's thriving. It's the backbone of business comms.
And the number was, what, 56%?
Yeah, 56% of critical business communication still happens over email. That's huge.
It is. And it's a point that sometimes gets lost with all the talk about, you know, Slack, Teams, whatever new tools out.
Right. Those tools are great, but they often work in silos.
Exactly. Email crosses departments. It's structured, traceable, auditable. It's the system of record.
Especially for compliance, right? And just having that documented trail.
Absolutely vital. That cross-functional reach and traceability. Other tools just don't replicate that in the same way for formal comms. It's a strategic asset.
Okay, so email is clearly still powerful. The community's growing globally. Industry's evolving. What about chances to engage?
Well, the big one coming up is the Festival of Email.
Right. October 8th and 9th, 2025. It's online this year.
And they're promising it'll be the biggest and most interactive yet, using a whole new event platform.
Sounds exciting. And here's a hot tip for anyone listening who's an expert.
Speaker submissions.
Exactly. They're open now, but only until June 30th, 2025. So not much time left.
Yeah, it's a really good platform if you're in email marketing, CRM, deliverability, even copywriting. Get your voice out there, build your brand.
Andrew Bonar, the organizer, mentioned they're focusing on redefining virtual events, offering speakers evergreen reach.
Mm-hmm. Through like a replay library and email TV. Plus lead gen opportunities, detailed analytics after.
So it's not just speak and disappear. It's about leveraging that talk for longer term impact.
Exactly. A real chance to connect and make your mark.
Okay, so let's recap quickly. We've seen Email Expert expanding globally with Aurora, SendCloud, and Bouncer.
Right. Industry shifts with acquisitions like Cakemail, Edfox, big focus on AI.
And solid proof from Exclaimer that email is absolutely core to business. Still the backbone.
Definitely.
So the final thought for you listening. With email holding strong, new global partnerships forming, AI weaving in, what does this shifting landscape mean for your strategy?
Yeah, how can you use these connections, these tools, to make sure your emails don't just get delivered?
But actually connect, drive real results. Maybe, just maybe, putting in a speaker submission for the festival email is a good first step.
But you're right in the middle of that conversation. We're thinking about it.